You're recording. Thank you. We're back in open session. Again, we are on case 2454, Aaron Miracle, DVM, and Mr. Loheed, you are the lead.
All right, Madam Chair, I'm going to rescind my previous motion that didn't get finished. Start over.
Okay.
So, Madam Chair, I would move that we order the respondent to submit to an evaluation by an addictionologist, accredited, licensed, and approved by the executive director. Names be submitted within 30 days, the appointment take place within 60 days, and reported back to us within 90 days. The purpose to determine if the respondent can safely and competently practice, and to evaluate if any further testing is needed, and to make any other recommendations to the board in formulating the consent agreement. Staff should provide the evaluator with all the materials that we have gathered thus far to be a part of their evaluation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to order this evaluation. And again, I just wanna stress that our role here is to protect the public. And so we just wanna make sure that we're doing our piece. So if there's no,
I don't know if there should be a second piece to that, just because this might be a little bit separate. So that's the part, making sure that we're prioritizing the public and those pieces. Yeah. However, there's some other pieces to this case, some of which were brought up by the respondent that I think, I don't know if we can circle back on a little bit, because if we ask for that, it doesn't sound like we're moving this to informal or, just because
I don't think we append this when we get this report, then make that, whether we do a consent agreement or move to an informal or.
Okay, could I just bring up a couple things, and then that way it's at least on the record if we do something about it now or not.
Okay.
What corporate provided was very, very shallow. Like, there wasn't really much information there. We got more information from the respondent as far as the process and how things work, which is great. However, the person that was receiving, I'll just use the initials NY, I would definitely have questions for, and I don't know if we just request or compel that information. In the video, there are two individuals in the room not identified, and I have questions. There's just some body language and communication things that just make you, at least me, feel like there's something else that they knew or that was going on. And then compelling at least whatever the corporate structure is, as far as the depth of the reason for termination, simply because the process that, again, the respondent did outline, where this video is, like you said, very helpful. There's certain steps whenever you're approving, the approval of the ordering and the actual ordering, as far as DEA goes, especially with Schedule 2 controlled substances, and there must be a power of attorney on file, or only the registrant can order those, and what is that process there, and is there a power of attorney on file to where they have that approval through like CSOS or the 222 form, which DEA would have access to all those records, and again, maybe that's pending in that investigation. But there's so many other questions that I have, that is, there seems to be a lot more people that we would have to have conversation with, at least to adequately determine protection of the public and where this is going. If this is personal use, if this is diversion, and more in depth from the corporation is, yes, they took a look back at these drugs, but was there an audit of all of the drugs? And was this simply in this narrow period of time, or did they only look at the period of time for 2023? Is there essentially records audit beyond prior to that shows nothing, because a lot of these distributors now produce controlled substance reporting as far as what you've ordered, right? Because this has happened many times to veterinarians, where the drugs that they would never use in their practice, And people are smart enough to know at this point with distributors that whenever you order 500 things on the order, controlled substances come separate in their own little box. And so that's very easy to snatch the box and walk out. They're easy to identify. So just things like that that I would have a lot of questions about that would at least, I think, get us more information. Yes, whatever we ask for from an addictionologist, those people are professionals and they know their thing, their things. But I think it's a lot deeper as far as us having a big picture of information, because yes, DEA is going to do what they're going to do, and you know, you're going to have professionals provide feedback for the respondent part of it. So that's what I have.
So when we get done with this motion, then I would follow up with a...
Okay.
We need to make a motion or just direct staff to continue the investigation at every point.
Okay.
So that when it does move forward, when we come back to this, we're ready to go and we have that.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Frost. Okay. So we have the motion and the second. If there's no further discussion, let's go ahead and do roll call on this one.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Logie?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
And Dr. Wright is absent.
Okay, motion passes. So that concludes. Thank you all for being here today, and we are going to take a short recess. We'll be back in 5 minutes.